We'll get going. Lenny, just maybe just give brief comments on starting the year off with a bronze medal and the first podium for Canada this year, all three Canadians in the top 15.
Yeah, I was super happy with my day, and everyone else had a good day too. Not even had that personal best, and or close to anyway, we're not sure yet, but and the rest of the guys just all in the top 15 was really awesome. It's a good start to the year.
What does it mean for you guys to get that first podium under your belt this year?
Well, for sure it's good. We were waiting for the first podium, and now we can all build off it and start grabbing a few more before the tour ends here.
Okay, we'll open it up.
Hey, Len, it's Gary Kingston at the Vancouver Sun. Congratulations on your podium. As you went through the early part of this season and the first couple of stages of the tour, you were sort of cruising along there, but did you feel like maybe you had something like this in you today, or did you feel good coming into today?
Yeah, the first part of the year I was getting over a broken hand, so I wasn't racing at my full potential, but now I'm finally kind of back, and I was super happy to get a good race under my belt to start the year here.
And how does it set you, obviously, you've done well in some sprints before, but how does it set you up sort of for the rest of the tour?
We're just trying to figure out here what my plan is for the rest of the tour, but I'm going to finish the tour, and it helped a lot. I wasn't that great in the overall before today, but the sprint helps, so I think I'll try and finish the tour.
Next question?
Yeah.
Glenn, it's Matt from the Patrick here. How did things change between the first couple of heats and the last one, with your strategy?
It kind of caught me off guard the last heat, but my start wasn't that great, and I guess good timing on the last one, so totally getting out of the gun first changed everything, but I just decided to keep my own race up there and make those guys work to get by me, and it ended up I wasn't planning on leading that race, but worked out in my favor.
Did it seem like you were actually pretty close to a false start there?
Sorry, what was that? It just cut out for a second.
I said, did it seem like you were even pretty close to a false start there?
Close, but I guess it was fine. The timing was just right, yeah.
Did you actually see what happened to Dario, and could you sort of just walk us through that, what happened there, what you were feeling?
Yeah, there's three guys ahead of me going up the hill, and then I guess, I'm not sure if he kicked the V-board or somebody's pole, but he just went down and on his face and had to get back up, and as he was getting up, I went around him, and then I knew I had to work pretty hard because he was on a mission to catch up again, and I knew he was going to be coming for me. But I'm not sure exactly what happened. He just went down.
Okay. All right. Over to you, Gary.
Sure.
Yeah. Hey, Len, it's Gary from the Vancouver Sun again. I was just asking, racing in such close quarters with Colonia and just the Swiss crowd, just talk about what the environment was like there.
Yeah, it was actually a really fun race venue. The laps were short, and so the fans were all the way around the course, and they were obviously cheering Colonia like crazy, and I got to do a couple heats with them today, so it was a fun venue to race at.
Have you been there before, or nearby?
All right, thanks.
No, I've never, no, I think that's the first race here, and so we actually... So, yeah, this is the first race here, and so we only actually skied the course this morning for the first time, but the downhills were pretty technical, so it made it great for the fans. There's lots of crashing and bumping around out there.
Any other questions?
Yeah, for Len there, earlier in the conversation you mentioned the fact that you're going to continue racing this in this series, but was there some contemplation then that you may drop out of the series if you didn't have a good result today?
I'm not sure. Well, the plan from the start was to finish the tour, but we were going to just reconsider after the sprint, but I have two more races that I want to try and do well in, the 5K Classic and the 15 Classic. So, I'll continue and race those for sure. And then with one stage left, I'll for sure want to just finish the tour and climb that last hill.
Yeah, can I have one more question with Matt again?
Can
we talk a little bit about, just sort of what it felt like sort of with the issue with your hand at the beginning of the season and having that injury be so close to the start of the race season after, you've done so much hard work and just, to be able to get back here today after that, what that feels like?
Yeah, I didn't. For sure didn't expect to be on the podium this early. It was quite a setback. Right before the season I felt like I was in good shape, but then with the hand it really put me back a couple weeks. But I'm pretty lucky that it was just a small bone in my hand and I was able to keep training, so I knew the fitness would hang in there. I just had to wait to get the cast off and get back to racing. So yeah, I'm pretty happy to be back racing fast this soon.
Is Justin gonna set some new rules about football?
No, I hope not. We'll see. Yeah.
Hey, anything else?
I'd like to ask one question, Benjamin Sadaway from Ski Tracks Magazine. So, Len, the course in Switzerland is new, and the one in Quebec City is also new. Can you talk about the comparison between these two new venues?
Sorry, it's really quiet. Can you ask that one more time, please?
Sure. I was asking if the course in Switzerland is new and the Quebec City sprint course is also new. Can you talk about the comparison between the two courses?
Yeah. The Switzerland course had a lot more terrain to be able to, we had some hills on this course. Quebec was also two laps, and I think I'm in a tunnel again. You guys still there?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're just going through a tunnel. Yeah. Well, they're both two-lap races, but this one had a much bigger hill. And yeah, and so, I don't know, the conditions here were totally different, too. We had hard-packed snow, like Danmore. So, yeah, they're totally different, but lots of fans at both venues.
Thank you.
Anything else?
Oh, is it possible to talk to Alex?
Yeah. Len, can you have phone out?
I'm trying. Oh, yeah, here he is.
Okay. Hello? Okay, go ahead.
Hey, Alex, it's Gary Kingston at the Vancouver Sun.
Hi.
Hey. Now that you've you've moved up into a pretty good position, sitting fourth right now, does it change at all the way you approach the rest of the tour mentally at all?
Yeah, I mean it's still going to be a decision that I'll for the last phase that I'll take with the medical staff and the coaching staff just on the eve of that stage. But now for the next stage, the 35K is the longest stage of the race of the tour, and I'm starting with a Russian right behind me, Lekov, and he's one of the toughest, the toughest, gnarliest skier out there. So it could be good. I think we could shave some time off the leaders, and maybe we can hope to see the leaders. So it's I'm really excited for the stage for the 35K. I know it's going to be really hard, but I think I'm in a good position for that. But after that, I mean, the next two races are two classic races, a 5K and a 15K, and especially the 15K is on the World Championship course that we're going to race in February. So this is a race that I'll target to have a good individual result there. But for the overall, it's going to be kind of a game time decision.
Yeah. When you're in the hunt with guys like Colonia and Northug, who really own this tour, do you believe in your own mind it's possible to catch them, or are those guys just so good over the course of the seven stages?
I think Northug especially, 2 years ago we started with a bigger gap than that on me, and I caught him. I skied with him until the finish. So he struggled a lot on this course, actually, North Hug. Kelowna, on the other hand, is really good on this course, but if I can work well with the Russians, we can take leads, draft off each other, and if we have good speed, you never know. So it's a lot of gradual terrain, so it's good to have a good teamwork. So yeah, hopefully we can have good communication and work together.
All right, thanks.
You're welcome.
Anything else for Alex?
So, Alex, it's Nat Hers. Are you not sure about starting the last stage, and you're saying you're going to make that call the day before?
Yeah. It was like that at the beginning of the season. It's,
yeah.
Okay. Alex, Jean-François Tardif, du Soleil à Québec. J'aimerais ça que tu parles un petit peu de ta course aujourd'hui. OK. Ça a bien été. J'ai fait une belle opération au classement général. J'ai grappillé quelques secondes sur les cas. J'ai gagné un rang, donc je suis rendu quatrième. Le quart de finale, j'étais dans le cinquième quart de finale, donc ça a fait en sorte que en avançant en demi-finale, j'avais vraiment pas beaucoup de temps entre le quart de finale et la demi-finale. J'ai eu à peine 5-10 minutes là, pour récupérer parce que j'étais dans la première demi-finale. Donc là, en demi-finale, c'est ça, j'avais encore des venais de terminer le quart de finale presque. Donc ça n'a pas été super. J'ai terminé sixième dans ma demi-finale, mais ça m'a quand même placé en 12e position pour me donner 30 secondes de bonification. Donc, pour le classement général, c'est une belle opération, une belle journée.
Écoute, tu parlais avec ton coach, avec Louis, avant le début du tour, et lui me disait que, l'objectif, là, quoi tu devais piquer lors des championnats du monde, mais il me disait qu'à partir du tour de ski, là, progressivement, là, tu commencerais à prendre de plus en plus ta forme et à devenir de meilleur en meilleur. Est-ce que tu sais effectivement que c'est ça?
Pardon?
Est-ce que j'ai juste manqué le bout? C'est ça, Louis disait que ton but cette saison, tu devais l'atteindre lors des championnats du monde, mais il disait qu'à partir du moment là, c'était pour progresser de course en course. C'était pour justement t'améliorer pour atteindre ce pic-là. Est-ce que toi, tu sens que de course en course, depuis que tu es en Europe, que justement, tu progresses d'une course à l'autre?
Oui, ben oui. La première journée, j'étais sixième au climatif, après cinquième, aujourd'hui quatrième. Donc, je m'améliore de jour en jour. Puis,
physiquement, ça va de plus en mieux?
Oui, je me sens bien à chaque jour. Je récupère très rapidement là, après les courses, puis je suis capable de donner un bon effort, mais quelques heures après, là, je me sens bien déjà, donc je suis une belle place là, en ce moment.
Et tu te sens comment alors que tu seras à 5 km de mercredi?
Je me sens bien déjà, là, après la demi-finale, bon, c'est sûr que je l'ai fatigué un peu, mais j'ai fait un petit cool-down, qu'on appelle, là, 15-20 minutes de ski, puis déjà, je commençais à bien me sentir après. Donc là en ce moment, je peux pas aller jusqu'à dire que j'ai pas compétitionné, mais je me sens pas trop fatigué. Là, j'ai les jambes légères, puis l'énergie est encore bonne.
Merci beaucoup.
Anything else?
All right, thanks, guys. We'll be back.
I got one more.
Go ahead.
I just maybe Alex can answer this. But tomorrow's 35, or sorry, the January 3rd, 35K. Is everybody in that one?
Yeah. Pardon? Everybody starting? Yeah, we have to. Unless somebody gets, unless something bad happens, everybody's starting. It's, because if you don't start, then you cannot do the other stages.
Okay, I just wanted to confirm that.
Okay, thanks very much. Yeah, all four of us are starting.
Okay,
thanks, guys. We'll do another teleconference after the 35 stage at back 12 p.m. Eastern. All right, thank you.